Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
In 1913, Olive Fremstad, one of the golden voices at New York's Metropolitan Opera, and Willa Cather, a writer from McClure's magazine with two novels under her belt, sat down for an interview that Cather would turn into a profile for McClure's magazine at the end of that year. The child of an unwed Swedish mother, Olive Fremstad was adopted by an American couple and grew up in St. Peter, Minnesota, singing and playing organ for her father's revival meetings. She ran away from Minnesota to become an opera singer in New York, debuting there in 1903. To prepare for her role in Salome, she actually visited a morgue to heft a real decapitated head. A year after that interview, Olive Fremstad was out of a job, giving her final operatic performance in Minneapolis in 1918. In 1915, Willa Cather published The Song of the Lark, her third novel, about a Midwestern girl who pursues a singing career, a novel that some believe was inspired in part by Olive Fremstad.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.